Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This.
Yeah.
Getting called off the bench and finally getting in the big game is me, Cole Stratton, holding things together while Kevin Pollak is off starring in Casino 2. Philip Green tries the buffet at the Luxor.
Sure.
Yeah. Let's say hello to today's alchemists. First up, a man who thought Teen Wolf was a documentary, Joey Greer. Joey, what monster scares you?
First off, prove me wrong, it's not. Okay? I dare anyone to. And what monster scares me?
Yeah.
Probably, I don't know.
He's floundering.
I know,
He's got nothing.
I got nothing right now. I want to say, move on, pass.
Wow.
Pass. I guess
you already passed.
I guess a Charizard.
a high-level Pokemon scares it? All right.
Sure.
It's a dragon fire.
It's at least intimidating.
I was glad we waited for it. Next. She put the ram in the Ram-a-Lama Ding-Dong, Vanessa Raglan.
Oh.
V, who put the bop in the bop-shoe-bop-shoe-bop?
I don't know, but I'd love to meet them.
Next up, a man who looked a gift horse in the mouth and does not give two fucks about it.
Whoa.
Mark Egliardi.
Yeah, that's right.
Mark, when did you become such a rebel?
You know what? It was when I was given my first motorcycle at age 4. Me and that gift horse, he got a motorcycle too. And we rode off into the sunset.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
To the tune of Pony.
Yeah.
Wow. Baby gags.
Next, she makes dental appointments just so she can catch up on Highlights magazine. Mm-hmm. Caroline Cotter.
That's right.
Caroline, what's wrong on the back cover this month?
It's just a kid walking into a door.
It's a simple issue.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, meet a guy who once wrote a letter to Campbell's Soup praising their split pea, or maybe that was me, Brad Norman.
What's up?
Brad, did you ever write a company to praise or complain about something?
Yeah. I've written to M&M. I've written to Ferrara Pan, the candy company.
Pros or cons?
But mostly good. Mostly good stuff, you know. I send really hateful memes to congressmen all the time.
Oh. Memes? Memes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, well, let's get to our first scene. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene comes from Kia, who wrote, Kia Ora and Woot Woot from New Zealand. New Zealand, love the show. Haven't missed an episode. So, of course, that means I want to hear Vanessa's dulcet tones. Try her accent.
Oh, no.
As the team tours Hobbiton and try to convince the guy they found a living moa, which is a giant dino-sized bird thought to be extinct for 300 years. Make sure that they have a good feed of traditional hangi while they're there and try some jandals on for size.
Oh.
And go from a Kylie-type person.
Get jandals over here. We have jandals.
If anyone wants to see the jandals, it's just right that way.
Hold jandals here. This is where all of our... How do y'all do?
Oh, gosh, honey. This is...
They have jandals,
They have jandals.
We can take pictures. Oh, take photos.
Bryce, keep up, kiddo.
Come on, kiddo. Please okay, do put whatever. Your snack bars away. Don't have your snack bars out. They
Sorry,
are
even this
snacked.
Luna bar, does that count as a snack bar?
It does count as a snack bar then.
Wait, these are animals that are gonna eat these? Are these
Nart.
Like are these like animals, like Tolkien animals? Did you guys have animatronics here?
I love Nart. Animatronics. No?
No.
Okay, maybe they do, and Jesus is lying.
I'm not lying.
She's just saying
I'm
that
not,
so that when they come
okay.
out and scare
I'm
us.
Not lying. There's no animatronics. This is not what's that rat you like?
Oh, rat.
I'm sorry.
The rat
Mickey
house.
Mickey Mouse?
No,
or
no,
Chuck
no.
E. Cheese?
That's the rat.
I have a question.
Yes?
What is it,
there
Bryce?
Any place cool to go to here?
Ooh.
Bryce, we talked about this, buddy.
You're
I just
want to
know.
What do you think is cool?
I don't know.
No,
what
stand,
do I think is
stand
cool?
Stand on this rock.
Thanks for asking.
Bryce, stand on the rock.
By the way,
stand on this rock.
Okay, I'll stand on the rock. There's a nice way to ask me to stand on the rock.
Bryce, nice to strangers.
I'm nice to strangers okay. when they're nice to me.
Yes.
I've been very nice.
I'll tell you what I think is cool. Getting Wi-Fi service is cool.
Okay.
Being able to check Drake's Instagram is cool.
Drake
okay.
doesn't care about our family vacation, but you know who does? The people who are here with you.
Yeah, your mother and father.
I'm sorry. I thought you all asked me a question, and I was supposed to answer it!
Bryce, take a deep breath.
Is he done?
Yeah, I think when he gets that high pitch-wise, he
usually means the tantrum's over.
This place is super lame already, and I just want to know.
Oh, you think it's lame?
What did you think was going to happen? You were going to meet a real hobbit here?
I don't know, Dad. I don't freaking know.
You want me to make things more interesting? How about everybody get out their snack bars instead of putting them away? Everyone get out any food you've got on your body.
Okay.
My Luna bars I just put away. You're telling me I can take them back
out. Come on.
No, let's do this. Great. Here it is.
Come on.
Tinny, we're going to do it.
Fine.
Get it all out.
You know what? When I'm back home with all my cool friends and we feel like we don't have anything cool to do, we usually sit down and have freaking snacks.
I'm not suggesting you have a snack. Everyone get your food out, put it in your hands, smear it.
Okay.
It's a little it's hard to smear.
No, you can smear that yogurt top.
Coily, what was that? Coily, was it?
No, it's Kylie. That's what he's...
Oh, you should get inside.
No.
Come on, we should get inside.
Tinny, what is that?
We have to get
inside. Sounds like we're not getting inside.
And you know it only feeds once a year, and it's going to eat a lot.
He's not having fun.
Honey, what do you think they're talking about?
I don't know. It
doesn't matter if he's making a mockery. It's not on us to choose this.
It is on us to choose. We're leading this
time. Then his soul is
on
you.
They want to see something. I'll show him something.
Come on now, Kylie, please.
This is a wild country.
It is wild, but please. Look, there is a ring. There's a ring that'll bind us, all right? It'll keep us together.
No, that's in the book. Lord of the Rings. The One Ring is what they're talking about.
This is part of the show.
No, he's trying to get me to marry him. I'm not going to.
Come on, it'll bind us together forever and love.
No.
On my knee, I ask you. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Bryce, you wanted something exciting, Bryce.
Bryce.
Would you take.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, something is carrying him away.
Oh no. I didn't think it would get Tinny. Thought it would get the kid.
What? No.
Coily, does that happen all the time?
Yeah, okay, did I just witness a giant bird grabbing a man and running off with him like he's a loose hot dog?
Yeah,
I don't know. Did you think that was cool?
Did this bird make a sound that was like the last half of Jay-Z's laugh?
Oh my god.
I don't understand the reference.
Okay, you know what? I take back everything I said before. This is starting to get cool.
Good. I wish we could get in one of these hobbit houses, but they're not real. They're just for swords. So that means we're just stuck out here in the wilderness.
Okay.
I'm Gandalf the Grey.
This is the show.
This is it.
What is happening? Carla, what's going on? Where's Tinny?
No, Tinny just got eaten.
What? Yeah. Manoa?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Manoa was here.
Oh, shit. All right. Yeah, just going to hand out some knives.
Oh
God.
I swear to God, every time something cool happens, some very rude side conversation starts. Can we please get on with the coolness?
I'm going to get in this glider, and I'm going to jump off the cliff.
No, Len, don't jump.
Oh, God.
It's Fats the Mara.
Sean.
Not this guy.
Sean is a real Mara.
Wait, what?
They got
Tinny. It's a real Mara.
They got Tinny.
See the blood? That's real blood.
All right.
This show is amazing,
you guys
honey.
Are really good actors.
You guys
actors.
Are so good at this. I love the show within a show thing.
Sean, wrap your legs around my waist. I'm going to jump in this glider. I'm going to swoop down. Oh, we're going to use it as a distracting
Sean doesn't need to wrap his arms around you. His legs
around my thigh.
No, you don't need to do that, Sean.
Why not?
Lad, you can't ask him to do that.
Well, can't I? I'm going to need it to get the mower.
No, but he doesn't need to wrap his legs around you to glide get down. A big no, you're always me. Trying to get him to wrap his legs around
Ooh,
you.
What? Kylie, it's not about that. It's not about that, Kylie.
Oh, is it not?
Do you want Tinny back?
Coming back around.
I do want
Look up,
back.
It's coming back around.
Led. Oh, no, not Led.
This is
incredible. They just took that Gandalf.
If only I could put that on my Instagram story.
Honey, you've got some real problems. You know that?
I have real problems? Yes, I have real problems, okay?
No. Hey. I was being sarcastic, but now you're trying to make it real. What are your real problems, kid?
My real problems is that my parents dragged me halfway across the flat earth to this hellhole. Because it's based on something that my parents read in, what was it, third grade?
Yeah,
fourth grade.
Third and fourth grade is when we read Lord of the Rings.
Right, and that because you read it when you were half my age, I'm supposed to think it's cool now. Nah.
That's exactly right.
Son, we will ground you until you admit that the earth is fucking round.
I wish you would ground me.
Okay, then you're grounded.
Ground me
then
to
you're
my
grounded.
Hotel suite.
Then you're grounded.
I don't think any of this is going to matter when a Momoa eats you.
A Momoa. Yes, I'm sorry. Like what happened with the Gandalf.
I know.
And his name was Toyney. Lad.
Lad?
Lad.
I'm sorry, is that using a letter we don't know about in America?
No.
I'm a hobbit.
A hobbit.
Look at that.
I'm a hobbit.
No.
Where's
No show.
Where's Led?
No show. Lad's gone.
What do you mean, where's Tinny?
Tinny's gone.
What do you mean they're gone? I'm going to do the Hobbit thing.
You and Sean can do something.
Look at this. He's later on. He's not supposed to be here now.
I'm a Hobbit.
No, stop.
No, we should get out of here. We really should.
What do you mean?
There's
you're going to step on me, Sean. No. I'm the Hobbit. You're the Smeagol.
No. Wow. We need to go.
I'm a Hobbit.
Don't know what's going on again.
Wow, that is three in a row.
Three.
Thanks to the Ovi.
Okay, yes, half points because three people have died on this trip.
Well, honey, they haven't really died.
They've just been carried away.
We're going to have to make a plan now.
The assumption is that they've died.
Ooh, honey, listen, it's the part of the show where we make a plan. You go okay. On, Coily.
It's Coily.
That's what he said.
There's no show. This is real. Sorry. There's no show. There's no show. This is
look,
real.
I don't know what a show is, but me I'm neither. Very...
Not.
What's this, a noi?
There's
no shore. I guess it's a New Zealand thing.
Ooh,
no, yeah. A noi shore.
We've got to go to the North Shore to get the...
Yes.
Oh, I see what it is.
That's not a bad idea.
You're the one that came up with it.
No, let's go to the North Shore. We could go to the North Shore. No. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Do you have a migraine?
Oh, yeah. It's... Oh, no.
So y'all here renting boards or something? You guys want to catch up on the sweet waves up here? What's up?
God. We're with the Lord of the Rings touring.
Yeah.
There's some more out.
We just hiked through a living history museum of rude Kiwi side conversations.
Oh, this guy's going through puberty, huh?
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Has he read the book? Has he read Lord of the Rings or no?
No, we're trying to get him to read them.
We're trying to get him to read, period.
Yes.
All he looks at is all he reads are Instagram feeds.
There's a hungry Mora.
The giant, the legendary bird. I don't believe in that stuff. I'm American.
This guy's in on it too.
This is amazing. It's like, yeah, it's like one of those like LARPing things where the whole town's involved.
The whole country.
Why don't y'all just bang already?
Excuse me, Bryce.
Is that on the table?
Bryce.
Is that something you guys do?
Do you want to wind up in a loincloth like Sean over here?
Maybe, if it means I get to fly home.
Bryce. No offense, Sean.
Yeah.
Is that something you guys did? You all swing or
we do, but when our son is here, it's kind of on in the back.
Yeah,
burner,
we don't really.
Oh my God, I can hear you,
Bryce. Well, don't bring up banging the loincloth man if you think it's gross.
With freaking strangers.
He's not a stranger.
Three
okay?
of our cast members have been eaten.
Is this for real?
Yes.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah, it's for real. It's not real.
You saw it. If we had animatronic technology that good,
it's
the
impressive.
Tour wouldn't really be $15.
Good. I'm sorry, the what?
The tour.
Oh.
I guess that's what? Another New Zealand thing. Tour.
No.
Tour, it's a local word. It means soda.
You're stupid. Oh. You're stupid.
Ooh, do you sell sodas here?
This yeah. What do you want?
Oh, I'd like a Vegemite diet.
You got that. You want
that?
Look, we got a signal.
Yeah, hello?
Hey, Bryce, man. How's vacay going, bro?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for calling. I am dying. I am freaking dying!
Dude, mine's worse than yours, man. I'm just at a place where we got to see where C.S. Lewis wrote about his Christian beliefs.
Oh.
There's no wardrobe. There's no Narnia. My vacation sucks.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's the one with the cat in the hutch and the kids with the swords and stuff or something like that. That's the one, right?
Yeah, I guess.
C.S. Probably stands for crappy sir guy.
Honey, let's do the screw tape letters room.
Dillard, come on.
No,
come on.
On the phone! Get on my phone call right now!
Whoa,
oh my
okay.
Gosh.
You were saying about the the home?
Welcome to the home. This is where C.S. Lewis wrote the screw tape letters.
Oh, this is fun.
Yes. So you'll see here over on the wall.
A lot of graffiti. There's a lot of graffiti.
Yes, exactly. So for C.S. Lewis, that's how he wrote words. So
when do we get to hear the recordings of him fucking?
What was that?
The screw tapes. When do we get to hear the screw tapes?
I think you have a misunderstanding of what the screw tapes that are. They're not actually him.
Yeah, it's recordings of C.S. Lewis fucking someone, right?
Honey, are we going to hear those tapes or what?
No.
I think so. We're going to hear the C.S. Lewis fuck somebody tapes?
No.
So this is rooted in Christianity. That's my understanding.
I'm sorry.
Yes. But you have FaceTime, Bryce. Check it out. Look at this lameness.
Oh, my God, dude. I'm so sorry. So sorry for you. My life sucks just as bad. Here, look.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, if it's...
We're going to have to work together. We're going to have to make a structure. We're going to have to make a weapon. We're going to have to make a big weapon.
Okay.
And we're going to need ammo.
They have been talking about a bird they cannot catch for 15 minutes!
Bryce.
Okay, so this is what we'll do.
We're going to use Bryce's bait.
Well, I was... Oh, great. Oh, perfect.
Let's use Bryce's bait.
Bryce, is this cool?
Do you like participating?
Is this cool?
Sure, I enjoy the problem-solving aspect.
Okay,
see, there you go, champ.
I'm gonna put this giant hook through his back and then through his stomach.
Yeah. Oh god!
Oh, Lord.
Oh god!
Wrench him up!
No! Bryce, are you okay?
Are you okay, honey?
Bryce, whatever.
I'm gonna just swing totally him.
Oh my god, dude, are you seeing this?
Yeah, I've seen it, man.
They are putting me on a hook and baiting me for a giant bird that shouldn't exist.
How does he not think having a hook in his back to get baited into a giant bird is remotely cool?
I don't know. He's a twin.
He's your son.
He's got some intestines coming out and he's still chatting.
You know what the funniest part about this is? They think that I think this is cool.
What lame. They'll never get us, man. They'll never get us.
How's it going over by you?
They're just showing me different card stock and paper.
Turn your phone around. I want to taste your suffering.
Look here.
Hey, sir, please back up. Please.
I'm just saying.
That's my husband. Can you give my husband some space?
Until I get to listen to the screw tapes,
there's no pornography.
This is like a heavy cardstock that maybe you, in modern times you'd print a resume on if you're going for a job interview.
This is nice paper.
So everyone just kind of touched the paper.
Yeah, I guess that is pretty good paper.
Yeah, it's nice, right? Okay, now in our next room.
Was that it? Was this room just for the paper?
Yes, exactly.
Cardstock.
Yes, cardstock. Cardstock. Okay, and now in the next room, this is the room of wardrobes.
Oh, wow.
So this is where
Boring. What's going on with your FaceTime call? Did you get that kid hooked up to a bird?
He's up super high. Look it.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
Honey, are you having fun?
YOLO.
Oh, that's a good thing.
He likes it.
YOLO's good.
YOLO's good.
Oh.
Are you staying in the city or where are you staying?
We're staying in New Zealand.
You're staying in Zealand?
You're staying in Old Zealand.
The downtown is very nice.
Oh, yeah, we noticed like a little bistro.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
That's the first bistro in the country.
Is that true?
Oh, Bryce, check it out in the distance, man. It's coming, dude.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there's that. Hey, look, it's the MOA.
It does sound like Jay-Z.
Okay, so
Wait, our son was part of this.
Oh my god.
Oh, so I'm sure there's like an after tour place to meet him.
Of course.
Where do we go?
So now what? You didn't tie the rope to anything.
Oh my god, dude, are you seeing this? I'm being taken away by a giant bird. Yes, it's all my parents' fault.
Whoa, dude, you're getting dropped into a nest thing.
Okay, before I hit the nest, I'm gonna put on this Snapchat filter. Do I look like a bunny?
Yeah, you look just like a bunny.
Fuck yeah, I do. I look like a bunny, bro.
Hilarious.
I'm just a bunny in a nest with a bird that shouldn't exist. Okay, you know what? I'm actually having fun now. What's going on by you?
Oh, they just showed us the silver chair, but it's actually just a beanbag.
And this actually looks like a chair, but touch it.
Beanbag.
Full of
it's
beans.
A bean bag.
It's a full of beans.
So this steel chair is just a whole bunch of beans.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yes, and now the next room we have, it's just full
Stroom?
Of... Next room, yes. Are you confused?
No.
Okay. Now this next room we have is full of adult male lions.
Oh, God!
What the hell?
Bryce, I gotta go. Things just got cool!
Oh, my God.
All right, man.
Okay.
All right, YOLO, man.
And that's Hobbiton.
Yeah.
That's just how those authors intended it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love honoring source material.
Yes.
Yes.
If you're going to be derivative, be respectful.
Thank you.
Scene 2 is from Tyler, who wrote, "Hey guys, I love the show and I listen every week and yada 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 anyway. I recently read a news article that talked about how Pablo Escobar's abandoned pet hippopotamuses are breeding and multiplying, and it's causing an ecological crisis in Colombia. My scene suggestion is the Colombian government coming up with a plan to control the hippo population of Colombia and implementing that plan. I don't care what happens next. You're all clever, awesome people, so please keep it up. Sincerely, Tyler M."
Okay, look, I don't care what anyone says. This is the most important, pressing thing on the docket.
Yeah, of course.
Okay? We got to figure out what we're going to do about the hippos.
I think we should...
Hippo.
I think we should shoot them.
I'm down.
Whoa.
I am 100% for that. I think strangle them, shoot them, tie them up, and burn them up. Yes, whatever we got to do.
I thought about the humane alternatives. Like, we can lure them away with a bunch of marbles.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll follow them out.
Oh, my God. And then we got to import marbles. And then guess what? Now we're under Big Marbles' thumb. No more. No more of that, okay?
I just think we need to be humane here, guys. You know, hippopotami are incredibly, they're intelligent, but they're also super territorial.
I'm with Chris. I think that, I mean, this is...
Of course you're with Chris.
Well, I mean, romantically, yes, but
we're
also...
We're together. Get over it.
Yeah.
We're not... We don't have a problem with
Wait,
it.
Wait, I said... Hang on, Chris. I said romantically, and you said we work together.
No, we're together.
Oh, I thought you said we work together. We work together, too. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page.
Oh, we're on the same
page. Look, this is not about a relationship. It's about a humane alternative.
I got a problem with it. I have a problem with it.
Come in. Door's open.
Hi, I'm the hippopotamus expert. I'm here.
Oh, great. Thank you. How do you say it?
I'm sorry. How do I say what?
How do you say the hippopotamus? God, how the fuck do you say it?
It's hippopotamus.
So it is a B.
No, it's a hippopotamus. You say it like it's spelled.
I don't know how to spell
it. Did you never hear of a hippopotamus before?
No, I'm in Colombia. I was born and raised here. This is not an indigenous animal. I don't know what a hippopotamus is. No, it's not about calming down. It's about why do they get to have a relationship?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry. Am I in the right room?
Yes.
Come in.
Yeah, come on in. Sit down.
Is there some water?
So it's the hippopotamus council.
Yeah. Is there a humane way to get rid of a hippopotamus?
Council, but we're talking about it today.
Well, that's a very good question.
Guns.
Shoot him in the back of the head.
That's a good question.
The
there is
hippopotamus expert, huh?
Yeah. Well,
How did you get that?
That was a job for everybody.
How did you get that?
Well, I...
What brought you there?
How did you get that?
That is so crazy.
How do you say it? How do you say it right?
Shut up.
Well, anyway, my name is Dr. Shovejob.
Of course.
And I'm actually...
Shovejob.
Yeah, I have an... I have an associate's degree in arts management.
Oh.
I have a bachelor's degree in large mammal study and a doctorate in hippopotamus.
Well, that is such a crazy
the
way you listed that was wild. Yeah.
Where did you go? Where did you get your doctorate at?
My doctorate, I got it.
There was no master's?
Yeah.
You don't need a master's?
No, well, for some things you don't.
No, not really.
Oh. I got my doctorate in oncology.
What?
Really?
Yeah,
Dan?
I knew that.
Yeah.
You're a doctor of oncology?
I don't practice, but I am, yeah.
He worked on my sister.
I'm surprised you can't find a relationship.
Good. Wow. Okay.
Fuck you, dude.
So
you can't say, wait, I'm still hung up. Dan can't say hippopotamus.
But he's a doctor of oncology.
Yeah. It's impossible to say. It's a hard word, right?
What is
Dr. Shovejob?
Yes, ma'am. What's a hard word? Oncology or hippopotamus?
I would say oncology is harder.
Yeah.
For
no
me.
Way.
Okay. I agree.
Hippomombolus.
I mean, if it helps at all, the ancient Mayans used to call them water pigs.
Oh, what the fuck? The ancient Mayans? Oh, is that what you're doing now? Huh?
Whoa, again, he was trying to help you. Dan, he was helping you. You can call it water pig because you can say water and you can say pig. I've heard you say both.
Say right. water. It's like at this point, it's like you're trying to
say
wrong.
You called me a pig last week, I believe. And you called me water last week, so we know you can say both.
I'm not going to call it a water pig. I'm going to call it a hippopotamus.
Oh,
all right?
God.
Okay. I'm going to call it...
just that's fine. Just know that when
can
we
say... Can
you
guys stop rubbing each other's thighs for a
we're
second?
We're in a relationship.
Yeah, we know.
And we work together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're aware of both.
It's pissing everybody off.
Whew.
So the hippos are actually doing a lot of damage to the greater environmental system.
That's why we want to light them on fire. We're trying to light them up.
Shoot them in the mouth. See,
again, we're looking for a humane way to deal with
humans
this.
Do that?
Okay, well, yeah.
Not what I...
I haven't picked a lane on what we should do.
Shoot them.
Well, if you'd like some expert advice, I have been doing a field study with the hippos in Colombia for the last 6 months.
A field study on killing?
I've been out there watching them multiply and destroy farmland and wreak havoc on
do something to stop them.
Stop it.
Well, that's what I'm here to talk to you about.
Okay.
So spit it out.
Get to it.
So the biggest thing we have to attack
here...
The
hippo expert is a chatty one.
Am I?
Yes, Dr. Shovejob. Just tell us what it is.
Can you give us a second? Can you just give us a second for a second?
Of course, yeah. Of course.
What the fuck?
What
the fuck?
I looked him up on the yellow pages, and he's the first one that came up.
Okay,
from the bottom
we all got to agree on this. We all have to agree that there can't be any workplace relationships. Okay,
that's why you're calling a huddle.
That is a sidebar. Are you kidding me? And no, I'm the head of HR. We said it's fine because if people are
we came forward early.
Yeah, and I said
if you're happy and you know it, clap it in. Exactly. I said,
plus, we're polite. We announce when we're going to take a fuck break. Yeah. We always announce it.
Exactly.
You don't need to know that, okay? Because some people, it just pisses me off. It's like, we should all be in a relationship then.
No, that doesn't make sense, Dan.
Oh, no, you know what? Crying.
I would have agreed with Dan, but things didn't work out. Yeah. Things didn't work out.
All right, Dr. Shovjob.
Wait, no, I want to keep the huddle going. Dan, you had a chance to have a relationship at work. God. Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Go for it.
I don't think that it's anyone here is worth having a relationship with, number one.
I was worth four dates. That's I just want to say that.
And you paid for all of the stuff we did.
Yeah, I did pay for all the stuff we did, Dan.
And that seems like a really good deal.
You think so, but it's also like, what's my position? You know what I mean?
What do you mean, what's your position?
Tell you what, we're going to take a fuck break while you guys work this out.
Yeah, we'll be out in the, in the hall.
Well, I didn't want to pay. We'll be back. I did not want to pay. He did not bring money. He did not bring a wallet.
Are you kidding?
No.
On all four dates?
On all four dates.
I lost it.
And yet I don't get asked on a fifth date. I spent $1,500 on you, Dan.
Not enough, honestly. Not enough.
Dan, use an app.
Hey, I just gotta say, things have been a little weird since Dad left. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just out here in the mud, nobody wants to pet us.
Yeah, it's like I can't get my body temperature right.
You know? I know, man. It's like we're not even indigenous to this area.
It's not pain. It's
like heartache.
It's discomfort.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's longing.
I miss Dad.
I do too.
Is Dad coming back?
Oh. No, Tito. Dad's not coming back.
When's Dad coming back?
We should. Dad's not coming back because.
I'm going to go wait for Dad.
The Federales took Dad.
We have to be real careful about mating with sisters.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, we're not native to this population.
How about this? Let's do a soft rule.
You just
get on my sisters, and I'll just get on your sisters, and that way... We'll keep that from happening.
I've made my ears wiggle. They're wiggling really good right now. Look at them wiggle.
Hey, Doof.
I can wiggle them. Look at them wiggle.
Hey, Doof.
I smell Dad.
No, Dad's not here.
I smell Dad.
I can go under the water and then I can go to the top of the water at will. I can run fast also on land.
When your uncle is your brother, clap your hands.
Wait a minute. Hey, Doof. Doof.
Yes.
You can run fast on land.
I can run fast on land. I timed it.
You haven't. We've been trying to keep a low profile, man. Have you been rampaging?
I go through town and I say, streaking.
Doof.
Streaking.
Well, he's a natural sprinter. He can't.
When your uncle is your lover, clap your feet.
Okay, Pansy, that's enough. God. Pansy, just stop. That's enough. All
right. I just worry about this family staying together now that Dad's gone into prison.
Look, the family is two together. Objectively, all right?
You think we need to split up?
Well, no, I just think we need... That's what I'm saying about rules, all right? Strong fences make good neighbors.
Oh, yeah. Hey, brother, I just heard you guys talking over here.
Yeah. Sure. Jump in the mud with us. Come on
okay.
in.
Okay.
Hey, Twyla.
Hey, Twyla. Brother Ted, I'm going to go take a nap. If you
there's a big surprise.
Well, we just established a rule, Twyla. It's him on my sisters and me on his sisters.
Wait, were y'all just trying to take a fuck break?
No, I was just saying I was going to take a nap, and also I'm horny.
Right.
Well, I mean, that sounds sure. Hey, why is Dr. Shovjob sitting over there looking at us?
Don't ignore him. I kind of walked by him a couple times.
Yeah.
I kind of looked at him in the eyes to see what was going on, and he just seems like a real dumb piece of shit.
Doctor, I don't care how long you spend researching these animals. Your papers make no sense. You're telling me that the sisters and brothers, some kind of rom
I'm saying that after calm. 3 to 4 months.
A long time to say, Rob.
It took after about 3 to 4 months of daily observation, I noticed that there was a bit more of a complex social structure than we may have thought before.
So how should we kill them? How does it help us know how to kill them?
This jury's still out on us killing them. Sorry, right. We're back from our break.
It was a good one. It was a good break. Great break.
I don't think it was that good.
You guys look relaxed.
Not that
relaxed.
Good for me.
You went?
I went on a break.
Well, for sure.
We're talking about the break we were just on.
I understand that. I didn't know that.
What's wrong with you, Dan?
What's wrong with you?
How are you so stupid?
Oh, I'm dumb.
Yeah.
I'm dumb.
You are dumb.
I have a question. Doctor to doctor. Yeah. How dumb is she?
I'm sorry?
How dumb is she?
I don't know.
Oh, I'd love to know, Dr. Shovjaw.
You're a doctor. Answer.
I don't know her at all.
You're a doctor. You can answer it.
You could get to know me.
Well, I'm sure.
And if you paid for one dinner, I'd be a pretty good date.
I lost my wallet.
4 times, Dan.
I didn't know what pants they were in.
You're always just wearing scrub pants.
It's the same pair, but I have about thousands of these pants in my house.
You have thousands of the same pair of pants?
Yes, I'm an investor.
Guys, I don't want to alarm you. I was just looking out the window. Water pigs are moving up on the building.
Dad! Yeah.
Oh, this has taken. Dad! This has taken a while.
Okay. We gotta kill these immobilists. Okay, should we do machetes? Should we strangle them?
I've been trying to tell you this for 17 hours. You don't have to kill them at all.
Thank you.
They're climbing up the side of the building.
The problem with hippos is why they're being so bold is body positivity.
Oh.
I mean, we used to shame these animals and shame them into the creeks and streams. And
now
hungry,
we just... hungry hippos. Do you remember that? Yeah.
If anything, it's acceptance of their body positivity that's caused this streak.
If we just yell out the window nice things about their bodies, they'll go away on their
own? No, sir. The antithesis of that.
What? Well, if we yell mean things about their body.
Shame them in ways they don't expect.
Dr. Shovjaw, this seems like a pile of shit.
Listen to me. A hippo is a complex, empathetic individual.
We need guns.
I'm climbing.
You know what? I'm gonna die looking good.
No, mother!
Die, you hippoblobobus!
Bullets cannot stop me.
Oh, that is wow. The rest are dead, but that one is still climbing.
Indomitable spirit. I've got an indomitable spirit.
His ears are wiggling.
Look at his wiggling ears. Oh, he's so cute. Can we please say nice things to him?
Council people, if you allow me.
You there, hippo. You might want to not eat so many snack foods.
Did he say hippo or hippo?
Hippo.
He said hippo.
I might not want the food.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to meet a nice girl someday or a nice boy someday,
this feels bad. Yeah.
You might want to change yourself physically in some way.
Dr. Shovjaw, I don't think you can say that.
It'll work. Trust
just
me.
Just shoot it in the head. That's
just
mean.
Just shoot it, Shove.
Well, we have so many bullets.
Just shoot it and put it out of its misery at this point.
I'm forced to use extreme measures. Hippo, do you see me?
I see you. I see you for who you really are.
Boom, baba, boom, baba.
What
I'm a big old hippo.
Dr. Shovjaw, relax.
This hippo's been nothing but kind to you.
I have a butt crack the size of a screen door.
Come on.
I'm telling you, this is science.
You did an impression on my brother, and it was spot on.
Damn it. Wait, he's actually enjoying this?
This is what I was afraid of. You waited too long. The hippos are too inbred. They have no sense of self.
Look, we just want to kill them. We don't want to hurt their feelings or anything like that. Now let's douse it in gasoline and light it on fire.
That's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Finally, Dan and I agree on something.
Okay, great. Now let's all just think for a second and decide who we want to be in a relationship with.
Dan.
What?
What the hell?
Wait, did you just pick Dan?
No, I thought we were all doing it.
I'll pick Dan.
Oh, that's Dan? It? Dan. Wow.
I have to
You're in a relationship with that goofy-looking hippo out there now.
I get Dr. Shovjaw.
He seems not. He knows a lot about hippos.
Yeah, actually, after meeting you all, I'm thinking about going into the church again.
Again? So, you didn't list that when you listed your credentials earlier.
I'm a former priest. That was my master's degree.
Oh, well. That's why I skipped over master's. Yeah.
Did you not get drafted? Or?
Let's just say no.
Wow.
It wasn't.
Well.
That sucks.
Hmm. Hey, guys, there's still a hippo climbing the building outside.
Almost at the top.
All right. Man, I don't got any gasoline, but what I do have, I got a heart of gold. and I'm going to tackle that himmo, and I'm going to jump off this.
I mean, you're going to have to, because he's too dumb to be self-aware.
And you're also in a relationship with him now.
And with you.
Well, you chose the hippo very easily over me after I said I wanted to be in the relationship with you. So I will
Don't feel bad.
I'm just saying I'll take the no. I get it.
This is for you, because I don't think we connected enough. And I'm sorry. And this is also for you, because I think that
you owe me $1,500.
I think I slipped through your fingers, honestly.
What are you
I'm
talking about?
I'm at the window.
I was paying for everything. I would have kept it up for a while. I don't know why.
Guys, Doof is at the window.
Here I go.
Oh, he just jumped on Doof's back.
I'm okay.
And they...
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Looks like they're taking a fuck break.
Yeah.
No.
And that's hippo, guys. Good job. Just where we thought it would go.
Yeah. I imagine a statue in the city square to your character at the end of that one. You know, 100 years later, and, you know, like
is that Androcles the Lion? No, it's Dan and the Hippo.
Yeah, like some sort of like ending, like the Grand Budapest Hotel is. You know, like it was just a story.
Spoiler alert.
He dated.
I was gonna watch Budapest Hotel tonight.
Well, I ruined it for you.
Dan is in it.
All right, our last scene today is from Audrey, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemists, love the show, especially now that it comes out twice a week. Quick proposal, hear me out, 3 times a week? Don't answer yet, think it over."
You better listen to the last episode before you decide. Yeah.
Here's my suggestion. Can we hear some unaired appraisals from Antiques Roadshow? Thanks so much. I hope to hear what you do with this, but if not, I'll keep listening and I'll only hold a tiny grudge. Audrey.
All right, this is very pretty. What have you brought to me here today?
This is my grandmother's inherited baby shoes. So she got these from her grandmother.
Oh, are you telling him where I got them?
Yes, I'm telling your baby shoes, Grandma.
My baby shoes fit my baby feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what we know about it, and that's all what she you keeps know saying. About yeah, the baby, her baby shoes fit her baby feet. Yeah, but
she got them from her grandmother.
From her grandmother, who was from France, the country. Yes. Yeah.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know where France is. And what
it's like
it is.
Kind of in Europe.
No, I know. I know what and where France is.
They didn't fit me when I was bigger.
Well, they are baby shoes.
I think that might be what makes them valuable.
Oh, that is not what makes them valuable. I'd like to draw your attention to this on the bottom there. You see that little, the initials on the bottom there?
Uh-huh.
And the date?
Uh-huh.
1783. Do you see that, 1783?
Oh, I guess for some reason I thought that was a shoe size.
Oh, no. 1783 is the year. They came from her grandmother. These shoes were actually worn. Do you see W-A-M written down there?
I thought that was a band name.
No, that's W-H-A-M. W-A-M, that is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. These are Mozart's baby shoes.
What?
Weird, right? I know.
Oh, my God.
Who knew that you had Mozart's baby shoes?
I wonder if they fitted his feet when he was a baby. And then they fitted another baby's feet.
And on down the line,
and then they fitted another baby's feet.
Are you a descendant of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart?
I don't know what that is.
It's a very famous composer from the late 19th century, or 18th century.
You know classical music, Grandma.
He wrote Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You're not familiar with Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Grandma, he did write it. That's not...
How much are they worth, kid?
The shoes?
Yeah, how much are the shoes worth?
Several $100 million. you are very rich now.
That's just one of our success stories from here in South Boston City. And fun fact, not a lot of people know this, but Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart died in a pauper's grave riddled with venereal disease. It is. It's a super fun fact. Let's move on into some more collectibles. What's happening over in the West Wing?
Well, I didn't know what it was. I thought it was a rock at first. But then when I brought it inside, the rock got soft. And... well, it looks like shit, and tastes like shit, smells like it. But if you dig inside and you pull out, it's this ring. And if you get it next to a fire, it lights up. And and if you put it on, you go into indivisible. And so How much is it worth? Can I eat it?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for bringing this in. We have wanted to see one of these in a long time. And when something like this comes in, oftentimes collectors and the like to say thanks for the sediment. I'll keep going. What we have here is some standard 6 ounces of fluid Middle Earth. And within the Middle Earth, it seems you found the one ring to rule them all. Tell me, when you hold the ring up to a heat source, do you see any elvish?
I told you, when it gets by fire, it lights up.
Sure. So this ring was probably brought over here by immigrants escaping the Great Kashmir Wars. Around 1500 BC, it was last owned by Elvis Presley. And what you have there is something
that... Elvis Presley?
Elvis Presley.
The singer?
Well, not exactly. No, he was a fantasy character that also sang. But what you have here is, in weight alone, the gold ring is worth at least, I'd say, 300 galleons, which is a pirate currency translated to... I would say you want to insure it for at least 45K.
I don't have that kind of money. I can't put $45,000 on it.
Well, if you sold the ring, you could insure it.
Yeah. And how much is it worth?
Oh, it's worth at least $45,000.
God damn.
Yeah.
$45,000.
Yeah, you want to be careful with it, though, because the more you wear it, the more your skin will turn green and you'll become a slave to the hunger of the piece of jewelry.
Oh, so I can't eat it, huh?
No, you should not eat it. No, not at all. Oh, because nothing can destroy it except the burning heart of Mount Doom.
Oh, I understand. Well, I'm a man, and I don't believe I'm corruptible, so I'll just keep it on my purse until then.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you. Is there a restroom around here?
Yes, there is. There's one.
No need. No need.
Wow, that is another exciting entry into today in South Boston City. We're going to live to our remote outside to see some textiles.
Okay, great. Okay, wonderful. Now, this is a beautiful rug.
Thank you.
It's a beautiful rug, yeah. And you'll notice the embroidery up top.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice that? Okay, that right there, that's a Nazi symbol. Okay, and then all through right here, this is all just Nazi symbolism right through here, okay?
No, this was my grandma's.
I'm sure it was. And if you look in the dead center right here, mm-hmm. you're going to see a face. That's Adolf Hitler, okay? That's clearly Adolf Hitler.
I don't want them to film this.
Now, you said your grandmother had this?
No, I mean, I don't want them to film this.
Sorry, once we turn the camera on, we can't shut it off.
Please, I didn't know that was...
So this we're live.
This has been in your
PBS,
family?
You're fucking rolling.
Oh, my God.
This is in your family, yeah?
No. Yes.
Okay, wow. Okay, this is great. I mean, you can tell this is high up in the Third Reich. You would get something like this only if you're in the top echelon, top
brass.
I'm
a public school teacher, and I thought this was just a beautiful rug. I hadn't noticed. Now that I see it, I see the shapes are jumping out at me, but I had no idea.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's clearly a swastika.
Yeah, okay.
And there's just graphic hate speech throughout.
This is bad.
Oh, totally. But, I mean, the piece itself, what history? Yeah. So a retail on the black market, if you want to go into like some far right forums and whatnot, that could fetch you somewhere between $1,300
$2,000. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, that was surprisingly sad and emotional. Moving right on along, we have another remote here in one of the local museums claiming that they have Hitler's last breath.
It's in a bottle here. I've got it. I found it. Mm-hmm. I found it at a flea market.
Okay.
Down Piccadilly. So I've got it. I bottled it up and I brought it here to the museum. So it was worth.
Wow. So you found it when you were in Piccadilly.
Yeah,
and
Piccadilly
that is
Circus.
In England.
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
Great. So you were saying you found it loose.
Yeah.
And you bottled it up in Piccadilly.
Look, I was walking around. I felt like this hate, mm-hmm. just washed over me. And so I always carry little bottles with me. It's my thing.
I noticed that around your belt.
They call me the little bottle guy. Yeah, so I took a little bottle and I put it in there. And I was like, I've got to get to stateside. I'll see what this is worth.
Mm-hmm. Well, this
I
is...
took it was a last minute flight. So it was like $5,600 to get here. So I'm hoping that this last breath of the worst person ever is worth something.
Sure. Wow, what a story. Thank you so much for bringing this here today. We had our experts take a look at this, and they love this kind of stuff. So for us, this was really
fun. Now, according to our experts who went to Harvard, who went to Yale, who went to, they took a look at the breath, uh-huh. and if you'll see the bottom of the breath yeah. in the bottom of the bottle, right, it has that bottom. Kind of like Tiffany stamp on it.
Yeah.
So that is how you know it is an authentic Hitler's breath.
Great.
So the claim you made is that it's his last breath.
His last one, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was, because he's dead. He's not here anymore, so I thought, it's sure. probably not likely that there's several Hitler's breaths wandering around. It's probably the last one then.
So, yeah, so exactly. So it's funny you say that, actually, because this is one of the most commonly counterfeited things in the art industry.
Oh.
But yours is real. we had our experts look at it, and we brought this to auction today.
Right.
It would fetch anywhere from $3 to $4. Dollars.
Wait, just $3 to $4. It's all it's worth.
Yeah.
So I'm already negative, like $5,597.
Yes.
The dollars, if I can interject.
Go right ahead. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The dollars are for the jar.
Yeah, we noticed that it is a Tiffany original jar. So
not right. in great condition, but
not in great. Yeah. Because it's you see the scratches.
My bottles. I'm a bottle guy. We established that. It's my thing. I've got several other bottles. Maybe you should look at the bottles.
Okay, yeah, let's take a look at another bottle.
Oh, this one's long and skinny a lot. This one. Cause it's
probably worth 50 cents.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Let me. I'm going to write these down. This one's short and fat. It's like the Abbott to the Costello, the
it's
other one.
It's probably just, recycle value, 10 cents.
10 yeah. cents. All right.
It's a pickle jar.
It's a pickle jar. And this is fun. Actually, we're doing kind of like a live appraisal here because we do have an expert, a bottle and a breath expert.
Oh, stop, Miranda.
You are, and what should I call you?
I don't know.
Joan?
Yes.
No?
Yes,
no.
Please. I would love it if you call me Joan.
Well, Joan, you're also a bottle and breath expert.
Okay,
and
Miranda. And you're a TV star.
Stop. I'm not a star. I'm just a beautiful woman.
Oh, this one's a little mason jar. It's got a top that clamps down rock good.
And a genie inside.
Oh, now this, it looks like there is a genie inside based off of the genie saying there's a genie inside.
Yeah, I would say that could go for up to $1.25.
Wow, that really was exciting in antique bottles. Were anyone at home fooled by Hitler's last breath?
Because I was.
If you were, you should go to the bathroom now, look in the mirror, and say, wow, bring, you're dumb.
Bring, bring, bring.
But what's going on in antique toys?
Bring, bring.
Oh, yes, hello?
Hi, I'm calling in. I was at home. I'm watching the live stream here.
Okay, go right ahead. You're live on PBS for some reason.
You just said if anyone was fooled, I was fooled.
Yes,
I was
sir.
Fooled by the breath.
If you were fooled by the breath, then you should hold on. I'm going to transfer you to our donations line because we're going to want to sign you up for a brand new package where you're going to get a free tote and some decaf coffee crystals. Thanks so much for calling. Yeah, I'm getting another call. Hi, you're live on PBS for some reason.
I was fooled as well.
Yes, sir.
Me and my lover were watching from our mud pit, and I was fooled. So I thought I would call in on the phone, which my lover has. He has a phone, and I called from it.
Thank you so much for
order
calling.
Order a pizza!
Thanks for calling,
sir. We'd like
sir.
A pizza. Thanks What's it calling. Worth?
Wow, it's been really great getting bring, all this bring, feedback. Bring. Oh, yes, hello, caller, you're on the air on PBS for that because that's what it is now.
I'm calling for the 3 for $5, 3 medium
Sorry,
topping pizzas.
You have the wrong number. This is PBS. We don't eat anything with salt in it. Thanks for calling. All right.
Bring, bring, bring.
Wow, I am going to turn my phone off after this for sure. This is getting a little embarrassing. Hi, you're on the air with PBS.
That's
public broadcasting.
Hey, that hippo that just called in ordering a pizza with his boyfriend, how much is that hippo worth?
Okay, sir, I'm going to transfer you to auctions here, and I'm going to keep hosting Antiques Roadshow.
I thought I was watching to begin with.
Wow, we cannot use... Can we use any of this?
We can't. And also, there's no auction. You can't transfer someone to auctions.
I'm literally just making this up as I go along.
Yeah, well, okay, your like toy here. This looks pretty good. I'm sorry. This is really stupid. This is a dumb toy.
Wait, you don't like that toy? All right. How about this toy?
They're all dumb.
Right, how about this toy?
All dumb, just like my fucking family. This is, you got a... I don't know, yeah, who's used this before? This looks used, just like my fucking wife.
That toy was used by a lady that I met last week.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So
Joanne's her name. Real cool. Nice lady. Real nice lady.
Great. So you guys are just beautiful. Little cars or something like that?
Yeah, well, we started off just playing cars, but then we actually, you know, we found a real connection to one another. You know? That's Joanne. Boy, what a lady.
Are you married?
Well, Joanne and I are going to be married soon as she dumps her, and I quote, jerk husband.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, good luck in a relationship, my man.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, good luck in- Buck.
What?
Isn't your wife's name Joanne?
Yeah, I guess. Why?
Do the math, man. Do the math. What it's me, that voice in your head that tells you stuff when you need to figure stuff out.
Briggle.
It's me, Briggle.
Yeah?
I wish you wouldn't have named me Briggle.
Well, I choose that.
Anyway, it seems like that guy is kind of trying to hint that he's, you know, with, you know?
No, you keep leaving those words out.
No. He's having an affair with your wife.
What? How do you know that, Briggle?
Because, wait, did you just call me a different name?
Briggle.
Thank you.
Briggle!
Let's just,
Wait, who's Briggle? Yell.
Briggle is the person who lives inside my head and tells me truths.
Oh, okay.
Sir, I have a question for you.
Sure.
Joanne, do you know her last name?
What? Yeah, I mean, Acolytis, but we were...
Acolytis. Wow, weird. That's my name. You know a lot of other Greek Joannes, do you, huh? No, you don't. That's my wife.
I just came in.
That's my wife. You went out and you played with toys with my wife.
I'm just trying to get these appraised.
I got an appraisal for you.
She didn't have a ring
Fuck
on.
Fuck you up your ass.
Don't write it on my toys.
All right. So that's what
why
you
is
get.
It on the bottom of the screen now? That like it's a price.
Yeah, that's exactly how much.
You're just gonna drop off this antique knife box full of knives right here for be appraised next.
Oh yeah, well let me handle that. Oh look at this. Oh, this is a nice smooth steel, huh? I wonder what would happen if I cut my own wrists.
No, not your own wrists.
Mr. Acolytis,
Michael?
Yeah, it's me.
What should I do?
Have revenge. Don't cut your own wrists. Okay. You're an Acolytis.
Here, take the knife and you cut me.
No,
all
no,
right,
no.
I'm not sure why I'm oh doing
my
this,
God. Oh my God. Right. Oh, we're dead.
Oh, let me bottle that. Let me bottle that breath. Let me bottle it. Put it in the bottle here.
Hey, Marty, in here.
That's worth about $2.
That's our show. Oh, that's our show for today.
Oh, my God.
Let's say goodbye, Alchemist. Plug your stuff, Caroline.
I'm looking for someone to help me register my car at the DMV.
Okay, well, give them your handle or something. So that takes
a day and a half.
If you know how to do that, reach me on Instagram at CotterPoop. Mm.
Definitely help out Caroline there. Vanessa Raglan.
Come hang out at Dynasty Typewriter anytime you like, and enjoy the popcorn. Follow us on
it's
Instagram.
It's fantastic.
It
popcorn.
Is really good popcorn.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, I really appreciate
good.
It.
Yeah,
cool.
Stay for the great shows.
Yeah, but the popcorn.
Really, that's the popcorn. That's and you can put candy on point. It. So, yeah, everything's really good.
Brad Norman.
You can hear me do Bullwinkle, or voice Bullwinkle, rather, not do Bullwinkle.
Whoa.
Oh, Brad, you just ruined your brand. I voice Bullwinkle on The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle on Amazon Prime. It's a hot little upstart company that not a lot of people have heard about yet. So, you know, support local business and subscribe to Amazon. I'm on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. My Instagram is the most fun. It's at BD Norms.
Nice. Mark Gagliardi.
Every Wednesday, final Wednesday of the month, I'm at Dynasty Typewriter.
Work Juice Wednesdays.
Work Juice Wednesdays, eating delicious popcorn and doing an improv show.
Oh, honey.
And also, all summer long, Blood and Treasure, Tuesdays at 10 on CBS.
Woo!
Nice. Joey Greer.
At Jebby Grieber on the gram. Hit me up.
I don't understand what that means.
That was sounded like an undercover cop. Trying to be
I'm not a cop.
Prove it. You have to tell us.
I'm not a cop.
I believe him.
I'm a cop.
I think
I'm
that was really
him. Yeah. I'm a cop. And the Bear Supply every second and fourth Wednesday, 9 o'clock at Westside Comedy Theater, and Pretty Pretty Pony every
first Thursday.
At 10 o'clock at Westside Comedy Theater.
That's right. Check that out. I'm at Cole Stratton on Twitter, at Stratton Cole on Instagram, because, you know, the other one was taken, I guess.
Sure.
Those jerks. Also, the same night as Bear Supply, the fourth Wednesday of the month at 8, the West Side Sketch Co. is a sketch comedy group that I direct there at the theater as well. They're super fun and cool. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Let's thank our engineer, Doug Bain.
Doug Bain!
And our post-sound design artist, Rafael Brito.
Brito!
Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie!
And lastly, iHeartMedia.
I do HeartMedia.
I encourage all of you to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met about the podcast, and write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time,
Alchemy This!